Hello, everyone, and welcome back to BoJack HorsePod Presents Tuca and Bird Pod. Today, we will be talking about Season 3, Episode 6 of Tuca and Birdie, Screech Leeches. I'm, of course, your host, Kirsten McInnes, joined, as always, by the lovely Lindsay Wilson. Lindsay, how are you?
I am great. We've got the post-nap energy for you. We've got the 9 p.m. energy for me. But fortunately, we're not alone.
You know what? This episode speaks for itself, so we can bring less to the table. But thankfully, we have a guest to bring more to the table for us. Maddie Fresh is here. Matt, how are you?
Wow. I'm so good. Thank you for having me back on. It feels like it's been forever. I'm so happy. So happy to be back.
It has been forever.
Lindsay, can you check the records? When's the last time we had Maddie Fresh on the podcast?
I will check the records.
I would love to know, just for the, you know, historical.
I mean, yeah, certainly at the end of the BoJack Horseman run, but I don't even know when that was.
That was forever ago.
Could have been 5 months ago, could have been 5 years ago. You could tell me either and I'd believe it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't think we recorded anything 5 months ago, so it certainly was longer than that. It's probably been at least a year.
Somewhere in between there, 5 months and 5 years.
Yes. Thankfully, you and I have podcasted together separately over on your podcast, The Lonely Boys, a couple of times to tide me over.
That's right. And I tried the podcast with Lindsay, but she was just too busy.
July 12th, 2022. The view from halfway down.
Oh my God.
A year
That's
and a half ago.
So long. Yeah. Oh, and that was such a good podcast too. Yeah. Damn.
Yes, I found the picture recently, the screenshot I have of all of us like touching our faces with horror as Kirsten read the poem.
Oh yeah, I made y'all cry, hey?
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
A beautiful moment.
Maddie, do you still keep track of the things that make you cry?
Yeah, I still have a running log. I have the new 2024 list.
I love that.
To keep track. Don't know why I'm doing it, but it does exist.
No, I like it. I decided this year in 2024, I was like, I'm going to start making some lists. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make a list.
You're going to start being someone who cries.
My resolution is to be a crier.
I started being a person who cries a long time ago. Well, I mean, I was born a person who cries, obviously, but then I had like a period of dead inside when I didn't really cry. And then my soul came back alive and now I cry at everything.
For me, I cry a lot. Like a lot of things make me cry, but it's like quick. I'll cry for like a couple minutes and then I'm good to go. I know there are people who will have like solid, you know, 30 minute sob sessions.
Appropriate.
What's the time for that? You get it out, you wipe your face, you move
exactly,
on with your life.
Exactly.
You bottle that shit.
You
up
log
for
it in your notes app.
Yeah, you log it and you keep it for who knows what.
For a podcast.
But no, I was like, okay, exactly. I'm gonna start keeping lists. And so I was like, okay, well, like, what if I kept a list of like all the foods I eat in 2024? That lasted 2 days. It was over.
All the foods you ate. Wow. Yeah. Like a food log of like every meal, or like every time you have a different food, you add it to the list and then you count up how many
different
kinds of foods you had throughout the. Okay. That's interesting. I like,
because there's like, they say, and I say they, I don't know if it's like a science thing or who said this, but they say you should have like 100 unique foods per year for like your gut biome. That might be fake. I don't know. But
yeah,
I wonder if I eat 100 different foods. And then I immediately was like, oh, I forgot one meal to include something. So I'm done. I deleted it.
That's it. You got to give up. You miss one, it's over.
It was over.
All over.
But hey, maybe in 2025. But also, can I just say one more food related thing before we move on?
Of course.
I always buy like frozen broccoli because I love like steamed and roasted broccoli and it's just easy. You have in the freezer, you deal with it. And I was like, oh, okay, they have these bags of mixed cauliflower and broccoli. Like, oh, it's probably better for you. I'll just start buying us these instead so we'll have more cauliflower and it'll be healthier. And I looked it up and broccoli is healthier than cauliflower. So it was a waste. It was such a waste because cauliflower is like, it's not gross, but it's just like nothing.
It's certainly not as good as broccoli.
And broccoli is delicious.
Broccoli is delicious. I'm a big broccoli guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. So anyways, that's what made me mad this week.
Yeah, this is a new segment. What made you mad this week?
Oh my God. Yeah. It would be 45 minutes just of me ranting.
Our long national cauliflower nightmare is over. Thank God. We can go back to broccoli.
Oh my God. So yeah, that's just my pro tip to y'all. just buy the broccoli. It's actually higher in nutrients than the cauliflower is.
Sweet, sweet iron.
I was like, why would anyone buy cauliflower? I thought
I
it
like
was
a good,
healthy.
I like a good buffalo cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but yes. that's about the sauce.
It's true, yes.
I bet you can make a buffalo broccoli sauce. And it would be delicious.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to add that to my food log for this year.
I think you should give it a try.
Something to think about.
Just something to consider. Anyways, I guess should we go into what time is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time is it?
Thanks, Brian Scully.
Everyone's favorite segment.
It's Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. It's 5:15 p.m. for me in the Pacific time zone, 8:15 p.m. for Maddie, 9:15 p.m. for Lindsay in the Atlantic time zone, 1:15 a.m. on Wednesday the 17th in London, where Austin Trump is, and 9:15 a.m. on the 17th in Hong Kong. Austin doesn't listen to this. I didn't need to do that.
I know. Thank you. Because I was like, London, what is that? But then when you told me who was in London, I was like, oh, I get it.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, I'm not well.
No idea what Hong Kong is, since I don't know anyone who's living there right now.
Yeah, so, what I mean, even that
time,
is that?
That time means nothing to me.
What even is
meaningless.
It?
It's a 12:16 p.m. tomorrow in Melbourne, where the Australian Open is playing taking place.
Oh, you're man, right. How are you dealing with that right now?
My sleep schedule's been interesting trying to watch it, because I haven't had work since Friday, and it started mm-hmm. Saturday night, so my sleep schedule has kind of just been, like, pulling semi-all-nighters watching tennis, where, like, I fall asleep and then wake up and watch some tennis and then fall asleep watching tennis and then wake up and then finish watching whatever match is on and then fall asleep again, and just, like, waking up, like, four times throughout the night / morning until, like, tennis is over, and then I take, like, a two-hour nap.
I gotta tell you, Maddie, okay. I could not relate to a story less than that.
So now I'm interested, because I'm going back to work tomorrow, so I'm interested in, like, what my sleep is going to be like tonight, if this has affected it in any way, if I'll be able to have a normal night of sleep tonight.
Yeah. Oh my
what?
God.
Yeah, what time are you going to try to sleep?
I'm not going to run before work tomorrow. I'm going to run after work, so I'm going to try. God. Yeah, I'm going to try to sleep at, like, 12:30-ish.
All right. That seems acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay.
9:30 for you, Kirsten. 1:30.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried. I didn't know.
Thank you.
5:30 for Austin.
How do you just know that?
Quick,
are you
math.
At what time
it's because
it right
he's
now?
A math teacher. Look at
that's,
him.
That's
go.
What I teach in school. Time zones.
Right.
I mean, do they even teach about time zones in school? I feel like most people are very confused about time zones.
Probably. Certainly not in high school math. That's not one of the lessons I've been teaching.
Weird.
Oh, man. I mean, I can still barely read, like, an analog clock, and they taught me that in elementary school math.
God.
I'm always like, okay, 5, 10.
Oh, my God.
Every time I have to count.
Devastating.
Hey, it's better than my sister. I don't know if she can read one at all.
What days is it, Kirsten?
Yes, what days is it? So if you are one of our lovely patrons who's getting the early bird special, then
yes.
It's February 26th. And why is the page showing me 2021? Because it might be different. Okay. It is Carnival Day.
All right.
Fun.
Ooh, I don't, okay. Carnivals are fun. It's For Pete's Sake Day.
All right.
Okay. Do we what? Just say that expression a lot, or is that what
yeah.
it was like?
For a day of all days.
What a holiday.
Yeah. You know, it's about the phrase. The phrase is a minced oath, which is like
when you don't want to say God, but you kind of want to swear.
I think it's also like when you, yeah. Yeah. But I think it's a mixture, because it's like, apparently it used to be for the love of Pete. And then people mm-hmm. would say, for pity's sake. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of got mashed together. So the more mm-hmm. you know.
The more you know.
It's Levi Strauss Day. So wear your Levi's. Wear them if you got them.
I do have one single pair of Levi's, and I do like them quite a bit.
Well, wear them to the carnival.
Exactly. And say, for Pete's sake. It's National Personal Chef Day. I will not be partaking in that yeah. one. It also.
Gonna have to skip that.
They have two a year. It's on July 16th also.
Oh,
well,
weird.
If you have two personal chefs, you gotta you want, you want
celebrate
them to
them
have
both.
their own day.
It's also National Pistachio Day. That's a great day. Pistachios are
Oh,
delicious.
I love pistachios. Pistachio flavored ice cream. Good stuff.
Hell yeah. Okay, Rice Sprout, it's National Set a Good Example Day.
That's every day for me, baby.
Yeah, that's every day too.
And then the last one is, it is Thermos Bottle Day.
All right. I think you're a big supporter of that.
I mean, I don't have a thermos bottle. I just have a Stanley cup.
True.
Which it's like kind of embarrassing now to have one because everyone started being so weird about it. Like, it's
yeah,
just a
really,
fucking cup.
Really big deal now.
They're like lining up for the Valentine's cup or whatever.
No, they were like fighting each other in Target for it.
God,
like physically fighting.
Embarrassing.
Like,
it's working. I kind of feel like I need a Stanley cup now.
Oh my God. Well, go to Target and you can
Stanley
get one.
Cup.
You drink a lot of water, so I do think you would like the cup.
They look cool. All the coolest people are getting them, apparently.
They're fine.
It's a cup. Like,
I feel nothing.
At the end of the day, it's a cup. It helps me to drink a lot of water while I'm working from home. Okay, and so for Gen Pop, who's getting this episode on time, I don't know why I started calling them that, but like, it's just how it is.
Stuck.
It's sticking. It's February 27th. It's almost leap day, which is pretty cool, but
my mom's birthday.
Oh, I was gonna ask if either of you knew someone with a leap day birthday.
No, leap day is not my mom's birthday. February 27th is my mom's birthday. Sorry for the confusion. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Maddie's mom today. Oh
yes,
my God.
If you're listening to this, happy birthday. I will not be telling you in person, Mom. You will have to listen to the podcast if you want to.
I'm sure she's listening.
She gets really mad at you on her birthday and you're like, hey, listen
that's
to
on
the
you.
Podcast.
Yeah, that just means you added yourself. That just means you're not listening to the pod.
Mama Gregorian.
You can't make me laugh that hard. I'm pretty sure I'm developing asthma. I mean, according to Google, it's either asthma or COPD, and I don't think I have COPD, so. Wow. Whew. It's International Polar Bear Day.
Oh, that's fun.
Polar bears are cute. I like wouldn't want to see one in person because I'm scared, but they're cool.
Yeah,
they'd super
from a distance.
What'd you say, Lindsay?
I said they would super kill you.
Oh, yeah. They would
yeah,
super
scary.
Kill me. Yeah. It's also National Kahlua Day.
Okay.
I think Kahlua's kind of gross, but
I tend to agree.
If you like it, I love it, you know? It's National Protein Day.
All right.
Get your protein in.
A lot of people like to ask me, how do I get my protein? So
oh
this
my
will be a
God.
Big day for this one.
Everybody's business. Everybody's so concerned about your protein intake.
Crazy.
It's so weird. They don't ask about anything else.
No.
It's just, but how do you get protein? Listen, I'm alive, okay? Deal with it.
Exactly. I'm doing something right. I'm still
oh
here.
Oh my God.
I eat hard-boiled eggs for, what is it, $5 an egg or whatever. Get all of your protein.
I would eat so many hard-boiled eggs. I forgot about that. And I was like, why is she talking about hard-boiled eggs? I was like, oh, right. You get paid $5 an egg. I thought I could eat like...
Is that what it was?
But
$5
I think it was 50. I think it was $50 an egg. And right. I was like, oh, if they're hard-boiled, I could eat 30.
Okay. I was going to ask you if you've updated your number. You think 30? I think you said 20 before.
Well, then I guess I've upped my number.
God, 30 hard-boiled eggs is so disgusting.
Yeah, it's
a lot.
Like,
it's a lot of eggs.
If you get $50 per egg that you eat,
yeah,
you could stomach it. I put some salt and pepper on that.
Oh, it's going to be a terrible day, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, no one should be around me for at least 48 hours afterwards.
Take a week off after that.
But the day you get paid is going to be a great day.
Yeah. But the money, man, I'm making it rain without egg money.
Oh,
sweet, sweet egg money.
It's National Strawberry Day.
Okay.
It feels early in the year for strawberries to be any good. Maybe in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes. True.
Yeah. Not a huge strawberry guy.
Oh, I feel like that's kind of a hot take.
Yeah, not a huge berry guy. Or
I mostly like raspberries over pretty much anything else.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a citrus guy. Give me an orange or a lemon or a lime.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Just like eat a lime? You just eat the lime?
I could. I mean, I don't make a habit of it, but like.
Don't make like a habit.
Yeah, but like, would you rather eat a whole lime than have a strawberry?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That is a hot take.
Wow.
I don't know what to do with that.
You know what? I just said that I
lime tastes good.
I said that I could eat 30 hard-boiled eggs. Right, you give me no position to judge you.
Give me $50 per lime. Who knows what kind of day I'm having?
Sky's the limit.
Oh man, I don't know how many limes I could eat for $50 a lime. Like, it's that's so sour, even though I like it. I don't know.
So like burn up your mouth with all the
eggs. Oh my god, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd have canker sores for sure. It is Pokemon Day.
All right.
That's great. It's the big breakfast day, also known as the great breakfast day. And so it's just a day when you have like a really big, good breakfast. A
great breakfast.
The picture doesn't look that great. It's two eggs.
It's five hard-boiled eggs. It's 50 hard-boiled eggs.
It's half a piece of toast. And then it's like a fruit cup that appears to be red grapes, watermelon, and honeydew.
I gotta say, it also doesn't sound very big.
It'll forever be known as the great breakfast.
It doesn't sound big or great.
Right? Like, okay, I would eat half of this, I guess.
Someone was eating that on February 27th one year and was like, I gotta make this a holiday. This is too good.
Gotta take a picture.
This is too great.
It's so true. And now look at us talking about it. And last but not least, it's World Spay Day. Spay and neuter your pets, everybody.
All right. If you're looking for a day to do it, yeah.
Today's the day.
If you're sitting there like, yeah, I know I got to get it done. Well, I don't know what day to do it. That
today.
February 27th.
Yeah, we're taking the guesswork out of
exactly
when to spay and neuter your pets. This show is so stupid sometimes. And it's my fault.
20 minutes on holidays.
Yes. However, it was kind of worth it, don't you think?
Yeah, super worth it.
Well, Maddie, do you want to tell us your history with Tuca and Birdie? Because you haven't been on yet.
Yeah, sure. So Tuca and Birdie came out as a show and I watched it on Netflix and then it got canceled and I was upset along with, you know, all the other fans. And then it came back and I started watching it again. And I've watched the whole thing. I watched them. I don't know if I watched them like week to week or if I just DVR'd them all and waited for the season to end and watched them all like that. But the important thing is I have watched every episode of every season, but I have only seen them once, unlike BoJack Horseman, where I have seen every episode multiple times and know the show very well. This is a show where I've watched every episode once, enjoyed them, and then promptly forgot about most of them. There's like one episode per season that kind of I just remember, and this is the one for season three that I remember. So when you asked me if I wanted to come on, I said, I will come on for the Screech Leeches episode because I definitely remember that one.
And it was a great pick.
Great episode. I watched it. I rewatched it again today, and I was like, yeah, this was good. I'm glad I chose this one. Glad I remember this one.
I'd say easily the best one in season three that we've talked about so far and vastly superior to the one that Sam had to talk about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but unfortunately, like, I don't remember the episodes that well. So when Sam picked Leaf Raking, I was like, oh, yeah, pick it for the guest stars. No worries. And then we all watched it. And I was like, anyway, Sam, I'm really sorry that you're here for the worst episode ever.
Wow.
Like, let's record like a 30-minute podcast and get out of here.
Wow, truly cannot remember what's going on in that episode. So glad that wasn't the one I remembered.
Nothing really. And then anything that does happen is bad.
It was funny. I was like, oh, we had a guest. This episode's probably pretty long. And then I went to it. I was like, oh, no, it's like 42 minutes.
Yeah, I remember we were just kind of like, let's get out of here.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. What if,
like, not because it was bad. Like, Sam was great and was bringing everything. But we all just were like, damn, that sucked that it's possibly the worst episode of the series. Period.
What if he came on and was like, I picked this episode because it's my favorite episode of the series. I think it's so good. I was just, like, a huge fan of that episode.
That would probably needed that energy a little bit. We were just like, oh, God.
Yeah, we all were like, why didn't it make any sense?
The episode was 42 minutes, and 22 minutes of that was a What Time Is It segment.
Probably.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you've watched all of it, and I can totally understand why this would be the episode that you remember, because it was very fun. And so, well, what did you think of the episode on watching it again?
Well, like I said, I watch it back, and the whole time I was like, man, really glad I picked this one. Obvious as to why I remember it. And like, it's just really good because I like any like flashback episode, and this one she's like literally like going back in time to it and seeing, you know, obviously I come from the teen drama world where I'm very big into high school shows in general, so watching Birdie go back to high school was fun. Tuca just going with her I don't know, for no reason is fun, and her subplots really funny. And then like, you know, I just love the love friendships, and we got to see both the like kind of unhealthy friendship that was going on in this episode, and then we close it out with the beautiful friendship of Tuca and Birdie, and you know how she was kind of lifting her up at the end. So both storylines there really resonated with me. I was just watching the whole time being like, oh boy, this is relatable. I feel like I'm a screech leech and I'm annoying everyone right now. Like this is no. I'm like pausing every 2 seconds to be like thinking, like I was like, ooh, is this how I would behave in this situation? Maybe I should analyze how I am behaving in my friendships, because I really don't want someone to make a movie about me someday, or me think that a movie might be made about me.
I mean, at the end of the day, it does seem that Muriel sucks, so I'm glad we got that out of
but,
the way.
I mean, look at her in high school though, she was so cool, wouldn't she?
We'll get into it more when we actually discuss it. It's like, yeah, she's, you know, cool, but like in a very not actually that cool kind of way. We'll talk about it. Lindsay, what did you think of the episode?
Yeah, I loved it. I think this is an excellent episode. Arguably, as I said, the best one of the season and probably up there in the series. This is a great episode. I have in my notes, like I do this thing periodically where I'm like, I see the twist coming a mile away and I'm always wrong. Where I was like, oh, it's going to be, she's going to find out that actually Muriel was the one who was like being a leech. She feels bad about how she like turned Birdie into herself. And then like halfway through the episode, I was like, oh no, Birdie is getting pretty weird. I think I'm wrong.
So. Getting harder and harder to defend Birdie throughout
this episode. Well,
yeah, it just says, yes, okay, then Birdie does get pretty weird.
I mean, yes and no, though, because I think that ultimately, I think all of, at least I speak for myself when I say I definitely knew someone with like a similar vibe to Muriel in my high school experience of like, it's not necessarily about them wanting to make people like them or whatever, but they just are so consumed with wanting to be different and wanting to be unique that they will bring people into their interests and then get mad at them for actually enjoying the things that they've been exposed to. Like this is such a stupid story, but the girl that I was like very close friends with in high school, like bestie status in high school, and then we ended up having a friend breakup in grade 12 over like dumb shit that obviously does not need to come up on the podcast, but she was really into Glee season 1, which came out when I was in grade 12, which like Glee wasn't that popular. It was popular, but it wasn't like everybody listening to it popular kind of vibes. And I'd watched a couple episodes of Glee, but like I wasn't watching it week to week. And then one day my sister and I like sat down to watch, like it was like all of Glee season 1 was on like a marathon on like a Sunday afternoon. So we were just sitting down and watching it, me and my sister. And then this girl starts tweeting like, wow, have you ever had an original thought? Like all this stuff, like right after I had posted that I was watching Glee, which was like her thing at the moment. And I was like, it's got weird. Like, like this has gotten weird.
Wow, she's very territorial over Glee.
Over Glee, which like everyone was watching Glee. Like, what?
Yeah, I've never heard of someone gatekeeping Glee that hard.
Right. It was so weird. But yeah, so the Muriel character really reminded me of this friend that I had in high school, of just like being consumed with wanting to be different. And I think that there's nothing wrong with being unique. There's nothing wrong with like doing whatever you want to do and like having create your identity. You're a teenager. You don't know what you're doing. But I think that some people are so afraid of being rejected that they will like cling to something a little bit more niche to be like, well, but I'm just different. So if people don't like me, they just don't get it. It's the vibe I got. So Screech Leeches. So it starts off and it's like we're watching a black and white movie. Everything's black and white except for the red glasses on the character. And when she looks down, she's getting bit by a bunch of leeches, and they're all wearing the same glasses as her and the same outfit as her. And she's like, oh my God, like, why are you wearing my clothes? And they're all just like, let's hang out.
Already,
like,
I'm
are
intrigued.
you mad at us?
I'd watch this movie. This seems good to me.
Yeah, like, this is crazy.
Yeah, they get bigger and bigger and just like drain her into nothing, and it happens so fast where they just completely take her over. Very scary.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept for a movie, I'll give them that.
Yeah.
And then we see it's actually Birdie is in therapy with Dr. Joanne talking about the upcoming horror film Screech Leeches and just about how scary it is. And Dr. Joanne's like, wait, like, you don't have to watch horror movies. And Birdie's like, no, I was friends with the director in high school, and I'm worried that the movie's about me.
This would probably be my first thought, too, if someone I knew in high school. Made
like, just straight up narcissism.
Yeah, yeah, probably. I'd be like, oh, this is me, of course.
Yeah.
Joanne's a huge fan of her work, though.
Yes. Two copies of Cannibal Sex Monkeys.
That's too many copies.
I mean, I haven't seen the film. I don't know.
It's true. I take it from me. I've seen it multiple times. It's, you don't need to own two
Okay, perfect. Okay. So I won't buy it then. And Birdie's just saying, you know, I used to be just like the leeches. I was so needy. And Dr. Duran's like, reflect on your old memories, and like sends her away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have someone steal an x-ray machine and revisit high school.
Yes.
She's like, you need to reflect on this experience. That's your homework. And she's like, oh, homework. Do I have to? She's like, atta girl, getting that teenage mindset. That's perfect.
Doing great.
And I mean, I feel like that's kind of whack therapy homework to get. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can just say you need to reflect on a memory. I think it needs to be like, hey, like, think about how you felt at that time and why you felt that way. And like,
perhaps
actually
in a guided way with a therapist.
Yeah, perhaps. Maybe they should have been talking about it next week. But
nah, just go home and think about it.
Yeah. I do have in my notes, like, why are we still going to Dr. Joanne? I feel like she's not the best therapist.
I mean, she hasn't been on the show in so long. I thought that Birdie had quit therapy.
Yeah. I like her therapy hat that she
Me too.
She
I love that she kept it on, like, from the time she said, like, putting my therapy hat back on. I love that she had it on for the rest of the scene.
Yeah.
I thought that was very funny.
Just that, just a beanie that says therapy on it.
Honestly, I would wear it.
I would too.
Like, that's cute.
During therapy.
Or put it on, like, a ball cap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I love when ball caps are embroidered with stuff that you just don't expect. I saw one fully 2 years ago that just had garlic bread on it, and I'm still mad that I didn't buy it.
That's really good too.
I'm a little mad that you didn't buy it.
I know, I'm pissed. Josh has one that his brother bought him as a gift that was like custom ordered, and it just says birds. It's great. It's a great
Perfect
hat
for this podcast.
Honestly, you take any word and you put it on a hat.
You just put it on a hat.
You got gold.
It's perfect. I'm just gonna order one that says garlic bread. It's fine.
I just googled it and there are several.
Yeah,
you get one in every color. It'll be the new Stanley Cup craze.
Oh man, all of the 10-year-old girls are going to be weeping asking for garlic bread hats once I'm
and then once you see other people wearing it, you can get on Twitter and be like, have you ever had an original thought in your life?
In your life.
They're like buying the hats from me directly, and I'm like, wow, look at all these leeches. Oh my God. So Birdie gets home and Tuca is there with like a giant x-ray machine because she's trying to figure out still what's going on with her. She has, you know, some sort of menstrual related medical issue that the doctors can't figure out. And she's like, I'm done. I don't need the experts. I'm going to figure it out myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I laughed so hard at this where she's talking about like, it was a wild heist and I sexily evaded lasers and I seduced security guard and all this stuff. And then it just cuts to her being like, I'm taking this. And they're like, we don't care.
Yeah, what? They're not going to perform tests on their patients anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And so, thankfully, this is also an x-ray machine that can go into your mind.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The latest technology that they have here where you can just go inside your mind using x-rays.
Honestly, yes. Kind of iconic.
Kind of scary. I don't know what. I don't think I'd want to use that on myself. I don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah, I don't need to go back into any of my old memories.
As a person with many siblings, I found it very, very funny where she's like remembering bashing her brother in the head with her beak over and over again. She's like, this is my favorite memory. And I'm guessing it's his as well. Yeah,
just no self-awareness. And so they go into Birdie's memories and it's her at 15. And she's in the backseat of the car. Her parents are driving her to school. And she's like, oh, I forgot how like tense and awkward it felt like at this time and in this body. And she's so uncomfortable. And then the first thing her mom says when they drop her off at school is like, oh, don't forget, you're supposed to go talk to the school counselor today about all the unpleasantness.
Kind of sad overall that we were that, you know, we're revisiting this so many times and she is getting no help from anywhere, not from her parents, not from her guidance counselor, not for certainly not from her friends who will go on to be professional bitches.
Only
or at least
went pro.
One of them in the majors. Yeah.
Pro, yeah.
But yeah, and I just got so sad every time she brought it up and then would have to quickly be like, oh yeah, I guess I just won't talk about it.
Yeah,
this is devastatingly handled where it's just like, yeah, Birdie's crying and she's like, oh, I'm being such a baby about this. And like, you see that she's getting no support from her parents. And then this counselor is just like, whoa, yikes, heavy.
In over their head over there.
The counselor is Googling how to help or how to deal with a traumatized teen. Like, I mean, and I didn't think, like, are school counselors supposed to know how to help someone in psychological distress? I thought they were mostly just supposed to help you, like, pick a college and, like, your future.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can, like, talk to them, like, about, like, certain things. Like, if you're, you know, feeling stressed out about something, you can go to your guidance counselor and talk. But for, like, heavy stuff like this, like, schools do have, like, psychologists you could talk to, I guess. But I don't think this is, like, one of the main responsibilities of the guidance counselor. She is right when she's like, I'm more here to just talk about your future and give you this career quiz.
Right. Yeah. I think like you would hear about, you know, like you can go talk to the guidance counselor if like there's something going on at home or something, but I kind of feel like that's like they're then going to refer you to someone who knows what they're doing.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better because I was like, this seems very wrong.
And I think it's a good point too from Tuco where she's like, look at this counselor, she's younger than I am.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What's she doing here?
Literally, yeah.
Good for Birdie for getting the astronaut result though. That's apparently the best one.
That's the best one.
You got the best one.
Well, I mean, it's a little sad because the guidance counselor wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, I love that this guidance counselor, apparently, anytime someone gets a career, she also wants that career.
Yeah, she certainly does not want to be a guidance counselor, would be the vibe that I got personally. And then we have Birdie walking through the hallways of the school, like pointing out, like, oh, that's like the class president, that's this person, that's that person. And Duke is like, everyone here is a big dork. He went to a school for dorks.
You went to a school for dorks. I do love that this technology also is able to get Tuca in this memory. Someone who was not involved in the memory. And then
I love it too. It's so funny. She brings so much to it because they do such a good job of being like, Birdie's just back in her like awkward teenage feelings. And Tuca's able to have that distance from it and just be like, are you seeing this?
Like, this is mostly a straight up flashback, but also Tuca is there and can comment on things as well.
And
have her own storyline.
And I love that. I think that's a great way for them to handle this. So it worked well for me. So then it flashes to her like, oh, I don't even remember, like, did I tell my friends about that or did I not? And she has the memory of telling them, as you said, Maddie, like it goes really badly.
About
They're
as bad
all
as it can go.
So horrible. Like Nicole Byer is sitting there like, I thought we were gonna do everything on the same schedule.
Yeah, like not only is like she's got one friend that's dismissive, and you've got that friend who is like mad that she like that this happened to her because she wanted to be on the same schedule. It's just, boy, all kinds of reactions that you would not want.
Even thinking in the realm of reactions that never would have occurred to me to even think up, you know. Yeah, like,
this felt to me though like I thought they did such a good job with this because it felt very plausible, especially thinking about like when this would have been for Birdie, of like 90s-ish or like early 2000s or something. And I feel like it just like the way that we talk about things has changed so much, even in like the time since we went to high school or middle school or whatever. And I feel like it came off to me as like, fuck yeah, people probably would have reacted like that to some extent. Like, hopefully she would have had one friend who doesn't suck, but like I can imagine people being shitty about this. And that's it sucks.
Well, and hopefully, the other thing too that we've talked about is when we talked about the Jelly Lakes originally, we talked about how the show purposefully kept vague exactly what had happened to Birdie because it didn't want any discussions of like, oh, like what counts or what doesn't
What
count
counts
as like a
exactly?
sexual assault type vibe. But this conversation with her friends actually did explain that it was like a kiss situation, not a like obviously still sexual assault, but like in the degrees of which. I'm really just glad the worst possible thing didn't happen to Birdie. That,
Well, I
like,
don't know,
even though
'cause
a
they
bad.
say one of them says like I'm still mad that Birdie technically got to third base
Yeah.
before me. And
Oh,
so
does
I
that
was
count
like
as. Oh, damn. I missed that
and so
part.
I was
They
like,
say that. Yeah, we find out that the Nicole Byer character is still harboring resentment for
Yes.
this. She's still
Oh, just
she's
craziness.
married with a family and is still upset that
Okay. Yeah.
Birdie technically got to third base.
Disgusting. Still, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Like,
And like I
some
think
girls
yeah,
are so
that
gross.
like the line where one of them says like why would you tell us that you
You
perv? I was just
perv,
like,
yes. I was
oh
gonna say,
no, like
hopefully someone would not react that way today,
yeah,
because that's Brad, where she just has no
devastating.
other choice but be like, ah, yeah, you're right. I'll stop talking about it.
Yeah, I guess it was
Yeah.
pretty random. Yeah. Oh,
Oh, poor
devastating.
Birdie. She's so upset. And this sort too, because like everyone here is a bitch. She went to a school for bitches.
Yeah, the one who's like, I don't remember it all, but I did go pro as a bitch. I made $500,000 a year bitching at the
In the
majors.
majors.
Let's stop talking about Birdie's gross summer.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was hilarious. And then like the conversation, and she's like, oh my God, like I went up a cup and a half size this summer. It's they're so big. I'm like, okay. It's like the skinniest girl at the table. So Birdie leaves the group and goes to the bathroom to cry because her friends suck and it's emotional. And this is Tuca pops in and is like, this happened so long ago. And Birdie's like, yes, but also it happened a minute ago. And like, this sucks. And so she's having a little cry in the bathroom.
Very tough.
It's a tough situation.
I feel because I have this thought where I'm like, man, if I could just go back to high school, I would rule that place. And then I feel like as soon as I got there, it would be like Birdie. I'd just start crying in the bathroom and be like,
Have to
oh
write it down
boy.
every day.
Yeah, exactly. And my cry log would be filled.
Be so long. Yeah, I didn't rule high school when I was there, and I have absolutely no interest in going back to try again.
Yeah, no,
I'm
teens are
gonna get there
terrifying.
someday. I still think I could do it. I still think I could do it.
Matt is gonna go back, he's gonna run the high school, and then he's gonna go pro as a
That's right. Be on the
bitch.
lookout for me in the majors.
So Birdie is like crying on the floor in the public school bathroom, which is so gross and sad. And Muriel Nocturna hears her and pops over the stall and is like, you're the first person I've seen cry that isn't a teacher. And like, are you
Great
okay?
line.
Like, you can tell me what's wrong. I'm a good listener. Is it a dude? Like, dudes are the pits. I'd love to yell at a dude for you.
Yeah, she offers to put a curse on a guy, which is very
Just the
nice.
coolest person ever. Just walked into the bed. I get it. I get the appeal. I get why she ends. And then also it's like, because she's like is the only person that is able to comfort her in this traumatic time. So obviously there is going to be like an immediate attachment there to begin with. So that's very important, like the way they meet here as well.
And Muriel is voiced by Victoria Morales, who plays Margot in the final season of Never Have I Ever. She has actually a lot of credits. Most she was in Teen Wolf for us. It looks like a season's length, 12 episodes of Liv and Maddie, and then most, and then like a couple of movies, Plan B, Killer Date.
Oh, I know who this is now.
Yeah,
It
you know
just
who
clicked.
Margot
It
is
just
in
clicked.
Never
Yeah,
Have I
yeah, yeah,
Ever.
yeah, 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 yeah. Nope, I got it.
Yeah, so I would say like a known person, but not like an A-list person.
For sure, not A-list,
Yeah.
but does seem cool in real life as well. So I think
Yes.
that they picked the right person.
Very cool vibes. And Muriel wears like the tall platform, like combat boots with big buckles on them, like the necklace with spikes on it. Like she's a goth girly.
I need to be friends with this
Fishnets.
per I need to be friends with this person.
Should I start dressing goth?
So, yeah, first of all, absolutely. Don't even question it.
Let me get the eyeliner back out. I have to go buy
Yes.
black.
And if you're unsure
Finally.
of when to turn goth, hopefully next week you come on and it's like March 4th is National Be
National
Goth
Goth
Day.
Day.
And all the okay, perfect. On March 4th, I'll be a goth. Got it. While this is happening, Tuca gets recruited to the basketball team because she's so tall, and she didn't know other people here could see her. So I guess, I mean, she was just calling all those girls bitches like right in front of them.
She's taller than everyone else and she has thick calves and she's like, hell yeah, I'm good at everything I try. Like just
Yeah.
instantly like, yes, I'm
Yeah,
all
when
in.
he's like, do you play basketball? And she's like, no, but I'm good at everything, so
I love
I
this that she's
could
just ruling the school.
Yeah, instantly a basketball
I mean,
star.
she wins basketballiest in the
She
yearbook.
does. I wonder now if Birdie like opened her yearbook, would Tuca be there?
That's what I was
Yes.
thinking too. If she goes back to her yearbook, is Tuca just gonna be in there now?
Is this 30-year-old woman in there?
I hope so.
Probably not, I guess. So Muriel and Birdie have like a great conversation about being creeped on and how she really gets it because she's been like groped by a landscaper before. And she gives Birdie her number and says, like, hey, let's hang out. And then we get like a bunch of montages of just them hanging out and Birdie progressively becoming more like Muriel. Like they go to the mall, they shoplift a spiky golf necklace for Birdie.
They go to my favorite store. They go to Cool Subjects, which is a great play on Hot Topic.
Yeah, great.
Cool
They
Subjects.
also had in the mall, instead of anthropology, there was astrology
Yeah,
spelled like with the IE. There was a bunch of
yes.
really great store names, but I didn't pause.
This is when we get introduced to Birdie's crush, Paul, and they come up with the nickname Apple because he's
Apple.
drinking apple juice.
Paul
Yeah,
for
he
short,
looks
of
up
course.
his
At Paul.
Paul for
Paul for
sure.
short.
Yeah.
Paul for short.
Which is like, this is all just very realistic for like a young girl. Like shoplifting is just part of growing up. I
A rite of
think pretty
passage, of
much
course, yeah.
everyone has done it. And it's just getting more and more of them like getting in together. Like Muriel like draws a picture of Birdie kissing an apple with Paul's face on it and gives her a mixtape. And then once Birdie really likes the music, then it goes like longer and longer of the montage of them becoming more and more like each other. I really like the scene where they're in Birdie's bedroom and her mom comes in.
She just hates her mom. She's just so embarrassed. And her mom's just like, all right, okay, I'll see you later.
Her mom's like,
Not
here's your
even fazed.
favorite snack. And
Yeah.
Birdie's like, how dare you? Muriel's a vegetarian, and so am
That's
I.
She's like, I was scowling the whole time I ate that burger. Didn't you think that meant something?
And then it cuts to another just key experience, being in the car with your mom, and she starts talking about something you don't want to talk
That
about.
still happens to me today. Like this
Yeah.
is all too relatable as far as like a couple of days ago goes.
It's literally the minute the like auto lock happens on the doors. They're like, okay, so do you want to talk about something traumatic?
Time for the sex talk.
Oh my God.
No.
I'm trapped. I can't get out. I
Yeah,
want a tuck and roll.
give me that scene in Lady Bird where she just throws herself out of
Yeah.
the
Oh,
car.
honestly.
This where I admit that I've actually not seen Lady Bird.
Oh, brother, you gotta get on. You
Kirsten,
gotta get on
it's on
that.
my list.
For the love of Pete, or whatever, Pete's sake. For
For the love of Pete. You gotta watch Lady Bird.
It's on my list. It's on my list. I just don't watch that many movies. And so
Yeah.
then it's like, oh, I have to watch a movie now.
Yeah,
This
fair.
is the one.
Okay.
We're flashing all the way back to 2002 for this one.
I just wanted to live my truth and tell you the
Appreciate
reality of
that.
the situation. And
Well,
I
thank
was
you for being
like,
honest. I appreciate that.
but I, you know, I can, even though I haven't seen it, I can see it in my mind's eye.
Sorry, yeah,
Someone
sorry for
jumping out of a car.
the
Yeah,
spoiler of something
spoilers.
that happens in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not, you could literally spoil any part of the movie and I would have no right to get angry with how long it's taken me to watch it. So it's okay. So Birdie's mom's asked, like talking about, you know, Birdie's new look, asking, you know, I hope you're not losing your sense of self. You're starting to look a lot like your new friend. And she just goes, are you a
Yeah,
Satanist?
I heard on the news about a group of Satanists who donated to a charity, and I thought, is my daughter a Satanist?
It's just so calm and nonchalant about it.
Well, they
So
donated to
good.
charity.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's almost like she's just like, yeah, I mean, if you are, like, I just want to know about it. Just like, is my
You can
daughter a
tell
Satanist?
me.
Just, yeah, just let me
Yeah.
know.
And
Yeah.
Bert, they do a really great job on the animation where, like, as Birdie's mom's talking to her, she's getting like physically smaller and smaller and then like is in a car seat.
Yeah, this show always does like cool things with the animation, like that.
Yes.
And I'd be hard pressed to name anything else, but I do remember for a fact that the show is always doing stuff where I'm like, oh, that's neat. I like that.
I mean, even this whole episode, I don't think we really
Well, yeah,
touched
for
on
sure,
it,
yeah.
but like the whole thing is done in such a cool way. So I also really love that the dad is always just like his only role as a parent is that he's always just wishing her luck on her geometry test. He's like, I'm crushing it. I'm so involved.
Well, and like, does she even have a geometry test? I don't
Right.
think he would
True.
know.
Love that
Yeah.
he's just like sitting in the back seat.
Yeah, like not involved with this conversation.
When you popped out of the backseat, I laughed so hard.
That was really good.
Luck on your geometry test, sweetie.
Why do you all have to drive her to school together? Like, I don't. Yeah. And I get, like, at this point, they're probably, like, pretty worried about Birdie. Birdie's been through, like, a really traumatic experience. And obviously, you know, it takes time to deal with something like that. And so Birdie's not doing her best. And they probably just don't know how to address it. So they're just like, we'll be there. We'll just be right there. But we won't talk about it.
Yeah, we won't talk about it with you. But we will be here. And wish you luck on your geometry test.
Yes, every test.
And Tuca is killing it on the basketball team. Birdie goes to see Tuca and is like, oh, my mom called me a copycat.
Don't you mean copybat?
The delivery so good. And then this is where Birdie sees Muriel drinking coffee and her eyes go like all like cute anime like starry eyed, and she's like, she's drinking coffee, I'm gonna drink so much coffee.
I love coffee too. Like, just instantly.
If she drank coffee off a bridge, would you drink coffee after her?
That's really good. That's a really good question. That's something that I feel like if I was obsessed with a friend enough, there's a lot I could pretend to do, but coffee, I just wouldn't. I try coffee like once a year just to make sure I'm still like don't like it, and I still don't. So I just wouldn't be able to fake liking coffee to be friends with someone.
It's okay to not like coffee. I don't love coffee. I like iced coffee, but I don't love coffee. But I'm also I'm off the caffeine. I quit every January, so I'm off it. You know.
Well, I'm famously a big matcha guy now, so now I at least have something to get when we go to coffee shops.
I will never relate. I think matcha tastes like dirt, but I'm so happy for you that you like it.
People usually
like
say
it, I love it.
People usually say grass, and I see that, but it's all about just getting a nice flavor. I you just get a nice fun flavor, and I'm enjoying that grass mixed with vanilla every day of the week.
Again, if you like it, I love it. I would never be like, wow, I can't believe Maddie's drinking matcha, that's disgusting. Like, no, I just personally, it's like when you see someone drinking coffee, you're probably not like, wow, what a disgusting person. You're just like, oh, I don't like that drink.
Every time I see someone drinking coffee, I get right on Twitter and I'm like, disgusting person drinking
have you
coffee.
Ever had an original thought?
Yeah, ever had an original thought? Drinking your coffee and watching Glee season one. Disgusting.
Honestly, if I ever see someone watching Glee season one,
it's over.
It's over. I will vague post them.
I can pretend to like a lot of things for a friendship. Glee season one is not one of them.
And coffee is also not one of
them. Glee season one's like the only good one.
I know. You're really calling out Matt and Amon right now. I'm sorry. These do not reflect my actual opinions. I'm quite fond of Glee.
Oh, man. I went on the podcast several times. I like Glee.
As did I.
It's fine.
And I live in my truth and say I've never seen one single episode of Glee.
Not one single episode.
Not even one?
Not even one.
Maybe I'll make you watch an episode for the Patreon this month.
There you go. I've seen a lot of like parodies of it.
Those might have just been actual episodes. It's hard to tell towards the end sometimes.
Something mashup.
They had a parody of Glee in my first week of university during orientation week. There was like a bunch of stuff we had to go to, and one of them was like a play that the orientation leaders, like, they would write and direct a play every year. And my first year, it was, of course, you know, the year after Glee had come out. So it was like a Glee parody. And I don't remember anything of what happened, but one of the characters developed a drinking problem. And then they sang to the tune of Don't Stop Believing, please stop your drinking.
Oh my God.
And I'll never forget.
This
powerful
seems
stuff.
Like, this might have legs. This
it was really funny. The play was horrible, and I don't remember any of it. But like that moment is just in my brain.
Wow. You ever steal an X-ray machine? That is the moment you should go back to.
I would only go there if I could bring you with me, Matt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'd come too. I'd be like, you into a college of dorks.
Yeah. So back to the show.
Oh, right.
What we show? Get a scene of Muriel and Birdie. They're like sitting on a wall, and Muriel's like, oh, did you call Paul last night? Like, I dared you. And Birdie's like, yeah, but I got so nervous I just swore into the phone. I said ass.
Just hung up. So good.
Can you imagine someone calling you and just be like, ass?
Would be a fun voicemail to get. I'll be honest.
That would be a really funny voicemail. What's even better is if the person has like the visual voicemail where it like types it out for you, and so you go to check the voicemail right, and it just and Muriel asks Birdie like, oh, well, what are you gonna do when you hook up with Paul? Are you gonna make out? Blah blah blah. And Birdie's like, oh, like I'm kind of scared of that stuff, understandably so. Yes. And Muriel goes, oh, are you scared now? And then kisses her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I thought this is where this was heading, but no, this is just kind of a one and done.
Yeah. How dare she? She has to know that Birdie, poor Birdie, is becoming obsessed with her, and now she's just gonna make this 10 times as worse by doing this.
Yeah, one. So she immediately, when her and Birdie became friends, she started making Birdie into a little clone of her to make her into the friend that she wants Birdie to be. Mm-hmm. And then when Birdie starts being like into their friendship and into her, she's like, oh, never mind. Like, what a loser. She likes me too much. Like, well, you shaped her into your mini me.
Yeah. Poor Birdie.
Yeah. Ugh, poor Birdie. And Birdie's like, okay, well, like, what do you want to do after school? Do you want to, like, go to the mall? Do you want to go to my room and make out more? Ha ha, just kidding. And Muriel's like, oh, sorry, I'm going to the mall after school with Jess. Like, see you later. And Birdie's like, not if I see you first. And it gets, like, really awkward and does the over-explainy thing that Birdie always does.
Yeah, she's like, it's not like I'm going to murder you. Like, it's totally fine.
This was definitely like a shift where you could see like Birdie starts spiraling out of control now. Also, when I started pausing the episode more and being like, is this how I would react in this situation? Being like,
oh, no.
Yes, probably. I think this is when I
updated my notes to be like, oh yeah, she did get weird.
You're right. I think this is where I'm like, okay, I think me and Birdie have a lot in common here. I think this is, I think she's onto something right now. Let me try to make sure I don't do this in the future.
Let her cook. Well, I do, Birdie got weird. But she's also a teenager who's undergone like really traumatic shit, and like female friendships when you're young can get weird. I don't know.
Very intense.
Right. Like she's definitely getting weird, but at the same time, like everything she's doing, I'm like, I see where she's coming from. Like,
yes, of course.
I understand why she's doing this. Like she has this like intense friendship now that she is obsessed over it. Now she like doesn't want to lose it, and she can feel Muriel like losing interest, and she's like scrambling now to try to keep this friendship afloat. It's like I completely see where she's coming from here.
Yeah, and I think like maybe people might relate more in a romantic context versus platonic, of like you're seeing someone and you can feel them like pulling away from you, and you don't want them to pull away from you, so you try to like pull them to you, and it's like the kind of thing where the more you pull, the more they drift away kind of vibe. And so Birdie of course goes to the mall to spy on Muriel and Jess. Just normal behavior.
I've not ever gone to stalk any of my friends, but still could understand the thought process.
Have you ever called them 17 times, got no answer, and then made them a mixed CD after their voicemail was full?
17 seems like a lot, but maybe close. This seems like something I could do as well. So,
oh, no.
like when she says, she's like, oh yeah, I called you 17 times, and then like I made a mix CD. I was like, yeah, it sounds crazy when she's doing it, but like sounds like something like it's believable. It's
like
it'd be
chill if you did it.
there's like a certain line where it goes to where I'm like, all right, at least I'm not that crazy, but we have not gotten to it yet.
Okay, perfect. And Muriel makes a little comment about like one of the songs on the mix CD, and like, oh, you didn't even like that music until I showed it to you. Like, okay, weirdo. My
big time
God.
Glee season one, mom.
Yep,
big time. I was having flashbacks. I was back in the trenches.
I think they do a good job of incorporating the like leech sucking sounds throughout whenever Birdie's kind of like withering underneath the criticisms from Muriel. It's good.
Yes. Then it's like, it's fun. Like, Birdie still eats lunch with Muriel and Jess. Mm-hmm. She's like pretending she doesn't want chicken nuggies, and she's just eating the tofu. And in class, even Muriel draws another picture for Birdie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, like they could probably still be friends. But then this Birdie, I think this is probably where Birdie took it further than you would.
Right? This is the line. This is when I paused. I was like, okay, all right. Birdie is crazier than I am. This is where this is where I can no longer see even like the thought process here. Why would you think this was a good idea? This is
Muriel draws a picture of like a coffin and writes like, kill me now, I'm so bored, like haha, so boring. And then Birdie draws so fast. Herself and Muriel holding each other inside the casket, like together forever.
Our casket.
What was the desired reaction here? Like she, man, and she gets, she's like, oh yes, I am so back here. We're passing notes again. Mm-hmm. We are best friends. Here we go. And then it's just like, okay, not the best move.
And Muriel gets the note and just like crumbles it up. She's like, absolutely like, not.
Yeah, maybe no, I won't even. Maybe I won't even tolerate this person anymore.
Like it's so over. And Brittany's very upset about this. She like leaves class crying. And this boy just starts taking photos of her for the yearbook while she's crying. And she's like, please stop. And they're like, no, no one has like invented the concept of asking for permission yet. So I will not stop.
Yes. I also want to go back to when they're eating lunch and she's trying to fit in being like, I love tofu. And then Tuca is just like at the basketball table. And she's like, Birdie, stop lying. You said tofu makes you cry.
Oh, so good. Tuca really ruling the school.
So good.
And so then we go to Birdie shows up at the basketball game. Muriel and Jess are sitting together and she sits down right next to Muriel.
Well, she's there ironically too. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what a dumbass way to live your life. Like, oh yeah, I only do things ironically. Like, God damn it. Just like the things you like. It's fine.
Yes, they're there to watch Tuca, and the coach is like, I don't care that you're in your 30s. I only care about you going out there and scoring as many baskets as you can before you hit menopause.
He's like, I literally only care about winning. He's like, you do know I'm in my 30s, right? I am not a high school. Do we know who the voice actor for the basketball coach was? Because he sounded familiar, but I couldn't place
it. So the problem with Tuca and Birdie seasons 2 and 3 is that the IMDb is not updated at all. So like we have a list of voice actors, but they just say voice. We have no idea who they voiced.
could be anyone.
So it could be, I guess it might have been Amir Talai.
Not ringing any bells for me, but it definitely could have been.
That's the only man I'm seeing on the credits. He's done a lot of voice acting in American Dad, Family Guy.
This could be our guy.
Stuff like that. So it could be him. I don't know his face, but I'm sure I've heard his voice in other stuff if this is him. Because it looks like... Yeah, it looks like the only other man in the credits is Steven Yeun, who's Speckle, and I don't think is both of them.
Didn't sound like him.
It didn't sound like him, no. But yeah, that's the unfortunate, like nobody watched seasons 2 and 3 of Tuca and Birdie except the three of us here.
I blame Adult Swim for that one.
Yes.
Truly.
Like, put something on Sundays at 11:30 at night. How are you going to get people to watch it?
Honestly, if it's not tennis, then who's going to stay up that late?
Exactly. They could have given it the Rick and Morty lead in and maybe gotten some men to like learn about women's issues. But instead, like,
whoa, women's voices, turn this off. What is this?
True. They would have been what jumping for
the remote.
They're
not even saying wubba lubba dub dub. What am I watching here?
What am I watching here?
I watched, I think, 2 episodes of Rick and Morty, and I hated it so much.
I like Rick and Morty. It's just one of those things where I can't be honest about liking Rick and Morty because it has one of the worst fan bases.
It's like the Stanley Cups. Yes. It's embarrassing now.
Exactly. It's like I quietly like Rick and Morty.
Yeah, like a normal that's person. The best way.
Yeah. I would never admit to it, except for
you
on this podcast.
You would never line up outside McDonald's to buy a special edition sauce.
Certainly not.
Absolutely not.
The only thing I know about the Rick and Morty fan base.
And that they're toxic.
Well, yeah. And so then they're at the basketball game and suddenly everybody in the room has a yearbook and there's a goat there. And like goat basically just explains that like memories are weird and not always accurate. There was actually never a goat here.
That's the big twist of the episode, that there was never actually a goat there in high school.
Well, and I do like that they point out that memory is not always accurate, right? Yeah. So like this kind of gives us the opportunity to see that Birdie might not be the most reliable narrator here either. Like Birdie might not have been as cringe as we think she is based on how she describes it, because this is something that has haunted her for like 20 years. She's probably built it up to be way worse than it was.
Especially since we find out the movie wasn't even about her after all. So maybe she didn't do any of this, or she did it, but it was not as insane as she is remembering it.
Yeah,
exactly. But Birdie's picture is in the yearbook of her crying, and she won gothiest, and Muriel is furious.
Birdie instantly is like, oh my God, I didn't mean to. I swear it was a mistake. And like, yeah, I mean, I feel like the way that she's apologizing so much is like, this relationship has got some problems. Like, it's not ideal.
Yes. Honestly, in my eighth grade computer class, we did superlatives like this and kind of the same situation. Like, one of my friends won best skateboarder and my other friend was so mad and was like, you didn't even skateboard until I taught you how to skate.
Have you ever had the original thought?
It was literally the same thing that had, like, he was so pissed. And they're like, well, you got biggest daredevil. And he's like, I don't even care. I'm not even
biggest
a daredevil.
Daredevil.
I won the best skateboard. Like, it was drama.
We had superlatives in our high school yearbook and I never won a superlative. So
I won most outgoing.
I won class intellect because I am the dorkiest of all.
Did you get
Did
everyone who won the superlative in your school get a pizza party? Because that we did.
No, all
the halves of the school that got a superlative got.
I got a
invited to this exclusive pizza.
You got
party.
A plaque.
The class intellect plaque.
That's crazy.
We got pizza and our picture taken to be in the yearbook.
Wow. Yeah. No, they just put our usual yearbook photo in a second place.
Yeah, that's what ours are. I actually, my high school yearbooks are like within arm's reach right now. We could look at them together.
Maybe for the Patreon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll save that for the Patreon.
This could be a fun bonus episode.
We could talk about my time on yearbook committee.
I'd love to go back and read some of the stuff that people signed in
my
yearbook.
God, we should. That does sound fun.
Yeah, that's funny. So Muriel has like one of the best lines I think of all time. She goes, what are you even doing, stalker? Your favorite color is pink.
You like rom-coms and boy bands.
And what about it? Like what you like. And you know what? Mm-hmm. You guess what? You can like rom-coms and boy bands and you can dress like a goth. Who gives a single fuck?
Now
you
that's
can even
cool
like
person.
Matcha.
Like
and I will.
Like, my
you be
God.
Careful. If you, I'm gonna start gatekeeping matcha if you guys aren't careful.
Oh my God. I'm gonna start getting really into matcha when I go back onto caffeine, and you're gonna be like, wow, you don't even like matcha. You said it tastes like dirt. So Birdie and Muriel are just fighting now that Birdie got gothiest, and Muriel says, I let you hang around because I felt bad for you. My best friend is Jess. We just weren't talking for a month, but now we're best friends again, and you and I actually were never really friends at all.
That's tough. Yes. That's
mean.
Tough to hear. That was
that's very mean in the way only a teenage girl can be mean. For real.
I'm transferring schools at that point. Like, that is the last thing I ever want to hear.
Devastating.
Period. And Birdie feels like such a loser.
Yeah, like, you know that friendship you built up in your head for a month? It was nothing to me, and I was actually just using you until my actual friend came back.
Yeah. But fortunately, well, like, she has her real bestie who gives up on the game.
Yeah, Tuca quits playing basketball to go to Birdie and reassure her. And when Birdie's so upset that she won't eat ice cream because she's like, oh, what if I gain a pound? Tuca's like, we're out of here.
Yeah,
pulls her out of the memory.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Says you are tits deep in teendom.
They were never in doubt either. There was never a second in my mind where I thought that Tuca would not leave the basketball game to be by her friend's side.
And she still won basketballiest, so yeah, exactly. She's an angel.
I think Tuca would be willing to quit pretty much anything at any point in time. So to quit basketball in a high school she didn't go to help her best friend is like such an easy
doesn't even need
for her.
Doesn't even need the incentive of helping her friend.
Yeah, like she would just if Birdie was just like, I'm sick of this, let's go. Tuca would have been like, okay, bye, let's leave. And Birdie says it's crazy that she never got any sense of closure from Muriel. And Tuca's like, it's fine. We can go to the screening of the movie. I have 2 tickets. Like, I already had bought them because the movie looks good. Not everything's about you.
Yeah, I got them before all this.
How lucky they are that she's also doing like a Q&A that very night too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tuca's really into these movies, you know?
Yeah.
And so they go see Screech Leeches. We see the last scene of the movie and it's like the protagonist and her friend. And they're like, we did it. We got away from the leeches. And then the friend turns around and she is now a leech.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. A chilling ending. Who could forget where they were when they first saw the ending of that film?
I can
Therapist
never
Joanna's just like, woo.
Well, and therapist Joanna's like, oh, gotta pee, and leaves before anything else happens, which is good because, you know, now she can hear the story from Birdie in therapy instead of like seeing it firsthand. And Bertie is cringing as like so much. She's like, this was so uncomfortable for me. Like, it's brought back so many memories. And Marielle comes out for the Q&A. She's still very much got the same. She got the same boots. She's got the same gothy vibes, but a little bit more grown up version of them.
Still cool.
She asks if anyone has any questions, and Bertie sticks her hand up so fast and goes, well, actually, I have more of a comment. And everybody loses it. It's like the clips of people seeing the new Mean Girls movie who don't know it's a musical. Mm-hmm. And people have like filmed the scene where the first song starts, and the theater's just like, ah, no.
Screw those people.
I mean, I don't think that you should trick people into seeing a musical. Like, you should just tell them it's a musical.
The marketing is insane. They're actively trying to trick people, but.
Yeah, like, that can't be ethical. And so Bertie basically, Lindsay, do you have everything that Bertie says written down? The gist.
She says, I'm sorry I was such a leech when we were in high school. I suffocated you with my uncoolness, and it's an uncoolness that I've actually outgrown. I'm sorry I won Gothiest, which obviously caused such lasting damage that you had no choice but to work out your feelings in this movie, which frankly was really disturbing, and I worry about the mental state of anyone who enjoys something so scary.
Okay.
Kirsten, have you apologized for being a gleech back in your senior year of high school?
A gleech.
No, I haven't, and I never would, because I firmly maintain that I was not the one in the wrong in that situation. I also, like, we still had like months of grade 12 left where we were like eating lunch together every day, and not once did I ever bring it up to be like, what the fuck? I was just like, whatever, I like think differently of this girl now. And so, yeah, I'll never apologize. And I don't think Bertie should have apologized either. I think Bertie should have just let that be in the past. You don't need closure for everything. Mm-hmm. You just don't.
It's hard. Yes. I get the need to want closure.
People want it for sure. But I feel like a good part of therapy, maybe with Dr. Joanna, could have been like,
right,
let's talk about why you don't actually need anything more from this woman. You haven't seen each other since high school.
Is this like helpful for Bertie or not, that it ends up like not being about her at all to begin with?
I mean, it's something to talk about.
Sure.
It's something to talk about. I don't know. And Muriel says, the movie's not about you. It's about my son. He's always copying me. And then her little son, the little bat, runs out and she's like, ugh, get your own nose. Like,
poor kid. that poor little bat.
Like,
and the next person who raises his hand is like, can you make my movie? I'm a man. That's his whole question.
Yeah, that's it. That's his question. Can you make my movie? No, but like, what the fuck is wrong with this woman? That she's so, like, she needs to be unique so badly that now that she has a child, she's like, oh, wow. Well,
get your own nose.
Like, if she had been like, oh, my child is such a leech, like, it's so expensive and he always needs things, I'd be like, this is still like a shitty thing to do and say, but at least it's like a real complaint.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a commentary.
Like, what are you talking about?
My son wants to be like me. What a fucking loser. Have an original thought.
He even kind of looks like me. A loser. Yeah.
And like this, like, it looks like it's a young child too.
Yeah.
It looks like he's like 3 years old.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I can't defend this from Muriel. Maybe not as cool as I was making her.
Like, I think that she sucks, and I think that she set Bertie up, and I think she's a crazy person.
Sure.
But her style is great.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so as Tuca and Bertie leave the movie, Bertie's like, well, I'm still a freak, I guess. And Tuca's so nice to say, you were a high school girl with too many complicated feelings to know what to do with. You should be nice to that girl. She creeped her way into my heart.
Be kind to that creepy little baby Bertie. Yeah.
So cute.
It was.
And Tuca's like, why haven't you ever started copying me? I've been trying to get you to wear short shorts for years.
I'm going to get you beak extensions and ass shaking lessons and a vocal coach so you can start like doing the caca noise.
To do a little caca. It's not great. But she's like, oh, we've got a lot of work to do.
Very, very cute way to end the episode.
Yeah, very cute. And then the end credits, the song is literally just like, the lyrics are, this movie was not about you, over and over again, which I thought was funny. And then we get a post-credit scene, and it's adult Paul, you know, short for Apple. And he's looking up Bertie on social media and, like, deciding not to message her. So I guess he had a crush on her the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow. I forgot the show had post-credit scenes. I didn't even watch it. This is great to hear.
He's, like, literally sitting in a coffee shop on, like, a tablet or on his phone. Like, ah, oh, nah, I won't message her.
He does look exactly like Birdie imagined him. Like, there's a moment where she yeah. says, like, I pictured him as an adult, or like, you know, this is clearly a child.
Like, but yeah, I saw him as, differently like,
super
then.
Or whatever, and he grew up to look exactly the way she imagined him.
So funny. But yeah, and that's the episode.
Great episode. Very, very strong.
Yeah. Very strong. I think this might be the pinnacle of Tuca and Birdie. I don't remember the last, like, four episodes that well, but I feel mm-hmm. like this might be the peak. Next week's episode, I remember really enjoying as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the one after, I remember also being very good.
Well, this one, definitely just so well done, so relatable. So, like, mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, yes. I just love a high school flashback episode to begin with, and just watching, like, it was just so well done. I really loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. Great. This is, like, the opposite of the one Sam was on for, where we're all just so mad. Right. We're all just like, yeah, we loved it. This was so good. I love
it. It's in my contract that I can only come on for good episodes.
That's true.
I love that for you personally. That's great. Awesome for your journey. But yeah, thank you so much, Matt, for joining us.
It was so fun.
Thank you for giving me the option again to pick what episode I want to go. That's the cheat. That's how you get the good episodes. You just, mm-hmm. when you have a bunch of them to choose from, you just pick the best one.
Me choosing every Thanksgiving episode yeah. of Gossip Girl and as per then your contract. The season finale of the current season, which is yeah. like chef's kiss perfection. So can't wait. And so Maddie, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes. Speaking of that very podcast, you can subscribe to my podcast, where me and my co-host Brendan Ruppel are recapping every episode of Gossip Girl at The Lonely Boys. We are in the midst of season 5 now. We should still be in season 5 when this comes out. So yeah, we're almost done. You can find us on, you know, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to our Patreon and listen to our Sandy Boys content as well for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can hear us recap the OC. So it's just very fun. We have all kinds of guests. Kirsten is on once a season at least, breaking down these iconic Thanksgiving episodes for Gossip Girl. And it is a lot of fun. So Lonely Boys, Sandy Boys, and that's it.
And if you would like to hear more from Lindsay, you can listen to the podcast of tomorrow talking about Futurama. You can, on Spotify exclusively, listen to The Simpsons Then and Now. And
I think it's still there. Who knows?
It's there, we think. We'll find out if it's... I mean, complain to us if it's not there. Tell
There's
us.
Nothing to do about it. Or send me $100 and I'll bring back the feed.
I mean, I think you could just put it on Spotify for podcasters and then it would be a free feed.
Perfect.
So that's an option for you. And also, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can listen to Mess Magnets every week with Sasha Joseph, breaking down pop culture, celeb gossip, trending topics. And also, go follow the Hot Tummies on Island Speed. There might be something kicking around there in February. I'm not 100% sure. And if you'd like to talk to us, you can email us bojackhorsepod@gmail.com, or you can tweet at us at bojackhorsepod. If you would like to become a patron of the podcast, you will get the early bird special, get these episodes early. And we are going to continue with Veep after we're done with Tuca and Birdie. So don't worry, you won't have to go so long without us ever again. And there's tons of bonus content already there. But we will be back next week to talk about season 3, episode 7, a very speckle episode.
Woo!
Bye.